Name them this Easter or Friday. The Chasing Epic Challenge Week 7. Why? Why we do what we do. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but the other disciple with that name, said to him, "Lord, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us and not to the world at large?" John 14:22. I've had two meetings at Starbucks, my first and my last lol. It's not because I hate their coffee, it's just a different environment for an idiot kid from Arabia, Ohio. My favorite thing was some poor guy working at the hospital that they talked into making a coffee run for everyone. That's when I realized that no one orders coffee. I was hearing things like a grand decaf soy latte with light foam, or a tall Americano with three Splendas and a splash of almond milk, or a venti caramel frap with extra whipped cream, chocolate drizzle, and two extra shots. It was so specific and so easy to mess it up. All it takes is one too many Splendas, and Brenda, it's always a Brenda, will never trust him to do anything right, ever again. As much as I mock them, when I summon two Moe's or Subway, you better believe my order is so detailed that it takes 5 minutes just to recite it. Because when it affects me, I'm going to be specific. As you consider the influence that God has given you, it's important to be specific. It's one thing to pray, "God, use me today." It's another to pray, "God, use me to impact Brenda's life today." You know that with her Starbucks order, Brenda needs Jesus. Both are good, but God deepens your faith when you get specific about His mission. Who are you thinking about? Then start to pray for them, be specific, and here's a novel idea. Invite them to Easter at C3 this weekend. Easter reminders. This weekend is Easter at C3. Don't miss one of our four identical gatherings: Saturday, 6 p.m., Sunday, Ininim, Tinam, 11 a.m. Don't forget this week's Chasing Epic Challenge is to pray for and invite at least one person to C3 this weekend for Easter. Prayer for the day. God, what are you showing me? What am I going to do about it? Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, "God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it?" Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 34. As Jesus was starting out on his way to Jerusalem, a man came running up to him, knelt down, and asked, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked. "Only God is truly good, but to answer your question, you know the commandments. You must not murder. You must not commit adultery, you must not steal, you must not testify falsely, you must not cheat anyone, honor your father and mother." "Teacher," the man replied, "I've obeyed all these commandments since I was young." Looking at the man, Jesus felt genuine love for him. "There is still one thing you haven't done," he told him. "Go and sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the man's face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." This amazed them. But Jesus said again, "Dear children, it is very hard to enter the kingdom of God. In fact, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were astounded. "Then who in the world can be saved?" they asked. Jesus looked at them intently and said, "Humanly speaking, it is impossible. But not with God. Everything is possible with God." Then Peter began to speak up. "We've given up everything to follow you," he said. "Yes," Jesus replied, "and I assure you that everyone who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or property, for my sake and for the good news, will receive now in return 100 times as many houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and property, along with persecution. And in the world to come that person will have eternal life. But many who are the greatest now will be least important then, and those who are least important now will be the greatest." As they were walking along, Jesus' disciples were grieved and confused. They were amazed by his previous statements, and he knew what they were thinking. "What sorrow awaits rich people," Jesus said, "for they have their only happiness now. What sorrow awaits those who are fat and prosperous now, for a time of awful hunger is before them. What sorrow awaits those who are well known and liked by the crowds, for the crowds will only belch contempt for them. What a sorrow awaits you who laugh carelessly now, for you shall mourn and weep. What a sorrow awaits you who are proud and think you are spiritually rich, for in that day shameful misery will come on you." Jesus stopped at Jericho on his way to Jerusalem, accompanied by his disciples and a massive crowd. A blind beggar named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, sat beside the road. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus from Nazareth was near, he began to shout out, "Jesus, son of David, show me mercy."
"Be quiet!"
many of the people yelled at him. But he only shouted louder, "Son of David, show me mercy." When Jesus heard him calling, he stopped and said, "Tell him to come here." So they called the blind man. "Cheer up," they said. "Come on, he's calling you." Bartimaeus threw aside his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked. "My rabbi," the blind man said, "I want to see." And Jesus said to him, "Go, for your faith has healed you." And instantly the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 12 through 24. "Now about our brother Apollos, I urged him to visit you with the other believers, but he was not willing to go right now. He will see you later, when he has the opportunity. Be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. And do everything with love. You know that Stephanas and his household were the first of the harvest of believers in Greece, and they are spending their lives in service to God's people. I urge you, dear brothers and sisters, to submit to them and others like them who serve with such devotion. I am very glad that Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus have come here. They have been providing the help you weren't here to give me. They have been a wonderful encouragement to me, as they have been to you. You must show your appreciation to all who serve so well. The churches here in the province of Asia send greetings in the Lord, as do Aquila and Priscilla, and all the others who gather in their home for church meetings. All the brothers and sisters here send greetings to you. Greet each other with a sacred kiss. Here is my greeting in my own handwriting, Paul. If anyone does not love the Lord, that person is cursed. Our Lord, come. May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love to all of you in Christ Jesus. Amen. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.